Marcus Roberts came up as Wynton Marsalis's piano player in the 1980s. He emerged as a leader in the early 90s dealing with modern mainstream jazz, as well as historic styles like the stride piano of 1920s master James P. Johnson. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Roberts has kept refining that mix in recent years, and his music sounds better and more confident than before.
If there's one criticism Marcus Roberts must be sick of hearing, it's that his music is too serious. Someone as fond of Thelonious Monk's teasing piano style as he is has to have a sense of humor. Anyhow, the playful aspects of Roberts' new album are hard to miss. Case in point is the opening tune, Ricky Tick Time, where he shows you can take archaic styles seriously and still have fun with them. Like the musicians who invented this stuff. Marcus Roberts' new album is a loose suite called In Honor of Duke. Ellington's image looms over Roberts on the cover, although Roberts insists that it is not a tribute to Ellington. Yeah, right. All the tunes are new, but he does kid a few of Duke's favorite piano licks, and like Ellington, he finds a full palette of moods and color in the trio format. That bass player is Roland Guerin, who gets a good plump sound and is handy with a bow. The drummer is Jason Marsalis, who drops New Orleans parade beats on the trio for some extra snap. I only wish he played or at least was mixed a little louder. In Marcus Roberts' liner notes, he rejects the traditional jazz trio hierarchy with piano on top and bass and drums in support. He favors a looser model where any member at any time can take the wheel and the spotlight. Equilateral trios are a good idea, but Roberts shouldn't give the impression it's a new one. Pianists and critics have talked them up for decades. Besides which, as in most such democratic trios, the piano is still first among equals. Thank you. Marcus Roberts is a stickler for musicians knowing their jazz history, so it's puzzling to read in his long notes that musicians who toured with Ellington admired and respected him, without noting some blistering exceptions, or that Duke refused to acknowledge trends or cater to the market. In fact, Ellington wrote cha-chas all through the 1950s and lots of rock and roll flavored pieces in the 60s. Duke played way too many dances to ignore what dancers wanted. Now, Roberts's fuzzy history shouldn't be held against his music. It's not easy to fine-tune tempos on the fly or rifle through varied styles in a plausible way, as his trio does. But maybe if Roberts were more attentive to earlier equilateral trios, including Ellington's with Charles Mingus and Max Roach, or to pianists who brought older styles into a modern context by the 1960s, like Jackie Byard or Dave Burrell, he might discover some durable solutions to problems he sets for himself. Isn't that why musicians learn jazz history in the first place?
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Marcus Roberts' new CD, In Honor of Duke.